Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 14th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message this morning, and we're sitting together right in front of our personal computer here in our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We kind of chuckled a moment ago. Last week, a friend of mine noted how I tend to always begin the message with a loud hello, and I'm trying to work on that, and today we both realized I did so again. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to encourage you today with a bit of a different perspective. The title of today's message is simply Persecution. And one of many scripture verses that I could have chosen that I did today is 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 4.
In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know.
The Lord has opened up an interesting door of ministry for us in the last several months. We visit a company here in Lancaster County that has quite a few immigrants from many nations. One by one, they are opening up to us and sharing their personal stories. Some have limited English, but we have learned that a universal language that is understood by all is when we show the tangible expression of interest and concern.
Well, one of the ways that I get to do this is by sharing small flower arrangements that I gather from my flower garden, and I take them to the women in the various locations we visit. I enjoy doing this, and it's also an expression of my own personal interest, and it opens avenues for further communication.
Interestingly, we are encountering people who have actually experienced persecution for their faith in Jesus Christ. Several weeks ago, as I walked through, I engaged in conversation with a man who has been in the States about 17 years. He shared that he had grown up and lived in an Asian country. He owned a bakery, but in his mid-30s, the Islamists forced the Christians to move from this area. He did move, along with his wife and children, to the capital city of his country and then to America.
Most reading this have thus far not experienced persecution. We may have faced some minor ridicule or been told to back off in our witness, perhaps ostracized by some. But as far as issues like imprisonment, torture, separation from our family, or forced exile from our homes, and death, these injustices have just not been our experience. And of course, this could change very quickly.
As I prepared the message this morning, I listened to a news update concerning a group of South Korean missionaries being held hostage in Afghanistan. Thus far, two have been slain. It's quite a story, and in fact, I give a link today if you would like to read more about it.
Persecution is a familiar theme in the Bible. Jesus warned of it, and the early church experienced it often. Stephen and James were two early church leaders who died for their faith. Stephen is one of my husband's favorite preachers, as he often notes that he is named after him.
That's right.
Just in case you hadn't thought about that. Though only one of his sermons is recorded in the Bible, it was likely his first, and certainly it was his last. The message in Acts 7 and 8 that Stephen boldly proclaimed to the Sanhedrin is one of the best portions of scriptures that summarizes the entire gospel message from the time of Abraham being called by God to the time of Christ's crucifixion. This excellent sermon God gave to Stephen even as he faced his angry accusers.
Generally, physical persecution will end when an individual renounces his faith in Christ. I try to imagine the array of emotions Stephen must have felt as he faced the first volley of stones. What unyielding faith he exemplified. C.S. Lewis wrote, "You never know how much you really believe anything until its truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death to you." John Piper observes, "God is most glorified in you when you are most satisfied in Him, in the midst of loss, not prosperity."
The daily scripture portion indicates the reality of persecution that Paul faced frequently in his ministry. When he was personally ministering to the Thessalonian believers, he repeatedly warned them about persecution that was to come, And then he reminded them that they actually did see it turn out that way.
Today I still live in a season of peace and prosperity, as do most of you. But persecution has been a reality all through the ages of the church and is the experience this very day for many of our fellow followers of Christ. Let's do two things today. Let's remember in prayer our many, many brothers and sisters who are now facing persecution. And secondly, let us spiritually prepare ourselves for what I really believe will be increasing persecution for many in the Western world. Finally, I ask myself this question, perhaps you would like to do so as well. Can I stand like Stephen in the face of horrendous death and hold on to my faith?
Let's pray. Father, how grateful I am that I stand not in my own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. If I am spared persecution and ridicule in this life, may it not be a result of compromise or cowardice. If I am called to endure mistreatment, I want to stand firm as I fully shield my heart and mind in the protective armor you provide for the day of evil. Help me to pray in the Spirit and to fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel to all who will hear, and most especially my accusers. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer. Thank you, podcast listeners, for joining us today. May you continue to be encouraged in your walk. And we want to remind you we are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of additional resources on the site today. A couple of videos, one in fact that prompted today's teaching. Another one that's related but in a different sense. It's regard to a man that has faced incredible physical disability and suffering yet demonstrates such faith in the Lord. We also have a couple of song suggestions today, and as typical, we have a photo. In this case, one of Brooksine's flower arrangements that she likes to give away. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged.